Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Holly Hall, and this is my first show in a very long time. We're going to be talking about astrology today, what's going on with the stars, what can we expect because there's Mercury retrograde. And with that being said, all technology and anything to do with communication and transportation of that communication will go away. And that leads me into why I don't have introduction music. Because it didn't seem to work. So we'll try to figure that out. I can see it. It's clear as day. It's here. So I want you to call in with your birth charts, your birth dates, and I want to give you a reading. That's right. I want to give you a free reading, and that's with Holly Haller. You can find my work at astroholly.com, and you can also email me at astroholly@mail.com. And the reason I'm giving you all this information is because I want you to book with me on a Friday readings where I will give you a full 60-minute reading, and it is at a really good deal. Every Friday is 50% off, okay? So if you want a full reading with me, you'll have to book it at astroholly.com or astroholly@mail.com. I am booking way, way far in advance right now. Once in a while, I do get people that cancel. So you might want to check that out and see if I've got any time available. So today we're going to talk about Mercury retrograde. We're going to talk about the full moon. I'm late with my show. There's a Mercury retrograde. And I want you to call in and get a reading done by me. And I wish we had some kind of a microphone monitor here. Because I want to make sure that you can hear me. I'm just going to check in my applications here, and I can check my sound. So the call-in number, if you're on the Blog Talk Radio site, is right on the site there, or you can call in at 646-716-9140. That's 646-716-9140. Again, 646-716-9140. And I've also opened up the chat. Again, that seems to be taking its time as well. Nice Mercury retrograde. What does Mercury retrograde mean? We're looking at when communication and that transportation of communication gets messed up. And we're talking about communication with other people, emails, messages, contracts being signed. Transportation can be vehicles, airplane, scheduling, going away, being changed, being altered, being extended. And that Mercury in retrograde, the sign that it is in, is very important too. And I'm doing predictions of the week of November 27th to December 5th, 2017. December 4th, so that'll be my next class every month, next radio show every Monday. And you're listening to Holly Haller. So we are looking at Mercury going into retrograde. Let's see when. That's December 3rd. And a lot of times, especially if you're a very intuitive, sensitive person, you're going to have that feeling in a few days before Okay. And I'm still trying to open up my chat. So chat, open moderator chat in new window. Yeah, that didn't work. And so because I want you guys to come into the chat room and you can ask me questions there as well. There we go. Now, the full moon is going to be in Gemini, and that is neck and neck with our Mercury in retrograde. So there are communications, things that need to be said, whether you do it in an email or you do it in person or you communicate with that person and with a physical snail mail. There are people, organizations that there needs to be a short conversation about and end that relationship with them or end that dialogue with them, not necessarily the relationship. Still having a problem opening up the chat room, so I apologize for that. I do want you to call in at 646-716-9140, and I want you to call in to get a reading, get a free reading from me, and let's find out how you're going to be affected by Mercury retrograde or the full moon that is coming up in December. So I'm waiting for the chat room here to open up, so I want to make sure that I'm being heard as well. Nice and loud and clear. Perfect. So, who's going to be affected? We've got Pisces are going to be affected, Virgos, Sagittarians. And in a more in a challenging way for them. You see, they're going to have difficulties with that type of communicating. How? Because you're going to want to lengthen. First of all, the Pisces are going to be like, well, you should know. I shouldn't have to communicate it. My feelings are hurt so deeply. There's no reason that I need to communicate with anybody. And the Sagittarians may say, Sagittarians and the Virgos will say just too much, give too much information. And that creates sort of a resistance from the people that you're communicating with. It creates arguments, who's right, who's wrong, debate. And there's no need for that. What you want to do with the Mercury in retrograde and the full moon coming up at the first couple of days of December, if you want to let them know that you're not happy with the way things have been going and that you would just like to move on. Closure. Goodbye. Sorry this didn't work. I wish you well. See you later. I just had a couple of readings this morning, and one of them was with somebody who's doing exactly that with the coworker. And this dialogue has been going on for months, and I've been coaching her through it, and that's what I do, okay? So you might think, why would I need more than one astrological reading? Because I do coaching, and that's what I specialize in. And I talk to my clients every once a week, every other week, once a month. I can see an opportunity through every single challenge that comes up. And when you have the proper coach, using the stars, using the universe, using my psychic ability, using my intuition, using your talents and your intuition and your ability together, we can walk you through this difficult time and make it the most positive ever. Why did my show end?
Holly Hall, and you are listening to Astrology Now with Holly Hall, your psychic astrologer, dream interpreter, all-around good girl. So today is my first show in a really long time, and what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about Mercury retrograde that's coming up the first couple of days of December, as well as coupled in or shadowed by the full moon. Yes, that's called the cold full moon because it's in December. And we're going to talk about how that affects all of the different signs, especially if you are a Pisces, Virgo, or Gemini, or Sagittarius. You're going to want to stick around and see what it's going to do for you and how you can overcome the challenges around that. Starting my show a little bit early, I want you to call in to get a free reading. That's right, free readings here at Holly Hall Show. And we're also going to be looking at this week's predictions, what's going on this week. And then I'm going to give you an Astrology 101 lesson and a Dream Interpretation 101 lesson. I invite you into the chat room. If you've got any questions, all you have to do is type your birthday and your year. Please don't use just numbers. I need to see March 2nd, 1983. It's perfect. It's perfect timing. Or more than September 2nd, 2000, for instance. So I need those. And then in that exact same sentence, I need a quick question. Very short and sweet, please. I don't want dead air because I'm reading a long-winded question. I'll just skip you. And if you want to call, I invite you to call in to the show. So we're going to be back in a few minutes. Hang in.